Bushmen aren't forever. This is a campaign quote from Survivor International, an England-based firm that is committed to supporting the rights of the San people over the large economic interest of the mining operations of De Beers in the Central Kalahari Desert. The Central Kalahari Reserve was created in 1961 and is the second largest game reserve in the world. It occupies 52,800 square kilometers of central Botswana, an area traditionally inhabited by the San people, commonly known as Bushmen or Basara. In an effort to preserve the pristine environment of the reserve, the Botswana government is strongly encouraging the San people to relocate out of the park. At the same time, De Beers and Falconbridge Diamond Companies are being allowed to establish and operate diamond mines throughout the park. The contradiction between these two policies has caused uproar from environmental and social groups alike, with environmental groups calling for the end of diamond mining within the park and social groups calling for the end of the relocation of the San people. On the other hand, the Botswana government argues that diamond mining is essential to the economy. Thus, this conflict has become one of competing interests, with environmental and social interests pit against the economic interests of Botswana.
According to the government, one of the largest goals of the relocation program is to avoid having the San use the park for pastoral pursuits, which the government sees as a threat to wildlife. The manner in which the government has encouraged the San to move is contested because the government claims that they have used no force. Also, the government asserted that removing the water pump and other basic utilities was not done to force people to leave the park, but was done because it was economically infeasible to provide water for such a small diminishing population of San peoples. As a result, numerous journal articles have sprung up in the media reporting that San have not adapted well to modern life and that poverty is unusually high in these people. Also, the reports generally identify that the Botswana government relocation program as the source of these problems and often documents abuse from the government. The San also received publicity for appealing to the courts to either move back to the park where post generations have lived, or to have the park lease the land from the residents, so that they receive the royalties for the park. They feel it is their rightful land. Historically, the San have lived in southern Africa starting around 19 to 27,000 years ago. Against popular conception, there is linguistic evidence that the San people were not only hunter-gatherers, but also that they were the first pastoralists in Botswana. These deductions were confirmed by a travel account from David Livingstone in 1858, when he was in southern Africa. This would suggest that the wilderness and the parks have been exposed to many generations of pastoral farming, and therefore opens up the question how large an impact pastoralist practices would have on the game park. However, in recent history, after the independence of Botswana, the San have been consistently treated as second-class citizens by the Tswana, and the government has moved them to reservations. However, as the San were granted the right to move back to the reserve, few have indicated an interest in returning to their old ways after being exposed to modern society and amenities. There is evidence that already many of the San do not follow the traditional ways of life, such as hunting with guns. So it is questionable how long the Bushman tradition will be preserved, and only with a strong cultural push will it last.
However, the conflict goes beyond the social realm by impacting the environment of the Central Kalahari Reserve. Currently, the De Beers Company is in the process of evaluating the possibility of a mine within the reserve at Gome. An outside company, Marge Environmental Services, has been hired by De Beers to conduct an environmental assessment of the possible mine. While this assessment is an ongoing operation, De Beers argues that the small size of the mine, 35 kilometers squared, relative to the massive size of the reserve, roughly twice the size of Belgium, would outweigh any negative impact brought on by such operations. De Beers' main opposition suggests that regardless of the mine's small stature, the environmental impacts will be immense. A mine of such small size will most likely be that of the open pit or strip mine varieties. Even on a small scale, these mines strip the land of all vegetation, arable topsoil, and wildlife. The subsequent damage persists after the mine has ceased to operate by pulling ground and surface water away from other areas. The only action to alleviate such damage is the refilling of the mine. This is only effective when topsoil is saved and replaced intact. However, the species lost in the process are more difficult to repopulate.
Despite the allegations that the relocation of Sam Bushman from the Central Kalahari Game Reserve was against the Constitution, basic human rights, and environmental sustainability, there is no doubt that the existence of diamonds, as well as the preservation of wild landscapes, has done nothing but improve the economy and welfare of the general population. With wildlife preserves covering over 40% of the country, Botswana's natural landscapes set it apart from other African tourism destinations. This, as well as the country's rich diamond, copper, and nickel deposits, have provided the government with sufficient funding to implement social welfare programs, such as drought relief and AIDS education. The government has utilized the resources to its fullest, setting Botswana apart from other African nations who fail to capitalize on the economic potential of their natural resources. Survival International, a human rights NGO, claims that the government forced the sand from the park and left them to fend for themselves. In reality, the government provided the tribe with three separate settlement areas, New Zaid, Zere, and Kaldwane, which were all outfitted with primary schools, health posts, and water facilities, later to be followed by airstrips, courthouses, and orphanages by 1997. In addition to the land and facilities, the tribe was given financial aid and livestock. A human rights group based out of Botswana called Dishwanelo made a statement that said they were not convinced that diamonds were the true reason the sand were relocated, which coincides with the government's statement that claims the reason for the relocation was to protect the park from the sand's growing population, as well as to economically empower the tribe with modern facilities and land ownership.
Presently, diamond mining in the Central Kalahari Game Reserve is highly contested. A heated debate persists between activists, De Beers, and the Botswana government, as environmental and social NGOs such as Survival International continue to jump into the fray. The conflict becomes linked to other conflicts regarding the land rights of native people throughout Africa. Although the sand in Botswana is one of the main conflicts in this arena, the social, moral, environmental, and economic conflict is characteristic of post-colonial Africa.